You're listening to Reading Writers, a podcast on the joy of reading widely.
Hey there, I'm Aaron, and welcome to this week's episode of Reading Writers. Today I'm doing something a little different, and what I'm doing is I'm answering a question from one of you, the listeners. Just the other day, Dustin Carpenter on Twitter suggested that I do an episode on tracking logs like Goodreads and how you use those. That's a great idea. So today I'm going to talk about how I use Goodreads, why I like it, why it's helpful, and how it encourages me to continue to be a curious reader, but also challenges me with how much I'm reading and why I'm reading the books that I'm reading. So let's start at the beginning. I've been using Goodreads since around 2010, maybe 2009, and originally what I actually started using it for was to try and find something to work as a library, as a catalog of the books that I actually own. That's not actually what Goodreads is meant for. It's really meant for exploring books and tracking what you're reading and these kinds of things. But I didn't know that yet right away when I started using it. So very quickly after I logged on for the first time, I discovered the reading challenge feature that it offers. And this was really interesting to me because I like a challenge. I like knowing how much I can read, and I like knowing what exactly I'm reading. One of the things that's difficult for many people who do read a lot of books is that they can actually lose track of what they're reading and what they've read. Tracking your reading is also really helpful because it helps you to see the patterns in what you're reading. So you might think that you're someone who's very diverse, that you're reading a lot of different kinds of books and all this kind of thing. But when in fact, when you go back and look, you're reading really just the same kinds of books over and over and over again. And honestly, that's something that I used to do too. And particularly when I was just starting to really explore theology and develop my doctrinal convictions as a Christian. Those books were really helpful for me, but to some degree, I wasn't reading enough of just the really good things that exist purely because God is gracious and He has given human beings this creative capacity, and it expresses itself in so many different kinds of ways. And in some of those beautiful literature that exists, some of the most interesting and intriguing science fiction and fantasy and modern fiction books as well. All these things that really matter and that have a lot of value, both to us from an interest level, but also in helping us to give thanks to God who has given people these abilities. And this is one of the things that's really beautiful about a site like Goodreads, because Goodreads is not simply a tracking tool, although it is that. It's actually a great place to explore and to feed your curiosity a little bit. And one of the ways that that happens is through seeing what other people are reading, but also by exploring the recommendations that it provides you based on what you put into the system. And so that's really cool to see. Okay, if you want to read a fiction book, what will it spit out as a recommendation or six? You might find something that you actually like. So if you've got the app on your phone or you're checking it on the website, you know, take a look at that. See what it's recommending you. Sometimes you'll be surprised and you'll have a friend recommend you a book too. And that's really great. And that's one of the ways that your friends show you that they care about you is by recommending you good books. That's one of the ways that I use Goodreads. I use it to feed my curiosity, to explore in those kind of ways. But when it comes to the really nitty gritty practical work of tracking, why I set it up in the first place was actually just to find out how much I read. Because honestly, for a long time, I didn't know. I had no idea how much I was reading or even why I was reading as much as I was. I was just doing it. And there wasn't really a clear purpose behind it. It was just, I was just reading and consuming and this kind of stuff. So right away, when I started using Goodreads, I found the reading challenge, and that was really helpful. So I decided to say, okay, can I actually read 100 books in a year? To my knowledge, I had never done that before, and so I wanted to see if I could. What I liked about that, and what I still like about that, is that the challenge, while it's an arbitrary number entirely, because you're the one who says, I think I'm going to read this many books this year. You're the one who chooses what kind of books you're going to read and all this kind of stuff. So it's very self-directed in that way. But what I like about the challenge itself is that it gives you a little bit of motivation to say, okay, I'm actually going to try and hit this specific number. And part of it is just to see if you can. So for some people, that means some people, you know, 100 books or 104 books or anything like this is going to be way, way, way too many books. They're going to need, like, for example, my wife does not read the number of books that I do. She reads at a different pace than I do. She reads different kinds of books than me. She's very intelligent and very insightful, but she's not interested in just reading a lot of books. She is very, very careful about what she reads and is very intentional about choosing specific things for specific reasons. Where I tend to be, how do I put this delicately? I tend to be a little more promiscuous with my reading in a way that won't get me fired and won't get me church disciplined. I really just mean by that I read a lot of different kinds of books. And so it's rare for me to have less than 3 on the go at any given time and to be consistently reading those ones at a given time. So when it comes to reading challenges, one of the things that's really helpful for the people who don't necessarily think that they're big readers or that they're not fast readers or anything like that, is that it just helps you to see what you can actually accomplish. So for example, if you're someone who isn't certain that you could even read 12 books in a year, one book a month, one of the things that the reading challenge does is that it actually can be a healthy kind of motivation to try something new, to try something different, and to go for it. And so what you might find is that if you get on board and you do it, you might actually find that as you track your reading, you're actually capable of much, much more. There's something about a challenge that interestingly motivates us if it's the right level. And so the beauty of the goal is that because you have it, it inspires you to actually create a plan. And this is one of the things that's really great about reading is that if you're someone who doesn't really feel like they're a strong reader, you can finish at least one book a month, maybe even more, just by reading about 15 minutes a day. And really, that's just a few pages at a time, a little bit as you go. I think you'll be really surprised to see how much you can actually do and how much you can accomplish. And I think it would actually inspire you to read even more once you realize it doesn't take a lot of effort. But then there's people who are maybe a little bit more like me, people who don't have a problem with reading lots of books. How do we use Goodreads? Well, one of the things that is helpful for you to know is that for the last few years, I've found that I've consistently read between 103 and 110 books every single year. So when I started 2016, I said, okay, I'm going to intentionally choose to read 104 books just to see if I can actually do it. So guaranteed 2 books a week. At the time, what I didn't realize was that I would be finished it in October. At the time of this recording, it is like October 19th, and I am completely through my challenge, and I've actually exceeded it by 2 more books. Part of the reason for that is simply I have a commute now. So I get to enjoy books on the way to work and on the way home via audiobooks. And that's a wonderful way to engage in your challenge, as well as to basically have someone reading a book to you out loud. But for me, it's not just about quantity, it's also about quality. And so one of the things that's been really helpful for me in my reading challenge is that it's really helped me to take stock of what I'm reading. And so my reading challenge helps me to see patterns in my reading, where I'm getting into particular routines or ruts or anything like that. So in that regard, it helps me to think about whether or not I'm appropriately balanced, but it also helps me to plan out where I'm going to take specific kinds of breaks to read certain kinds of books, where I'm going to insert books that maybe aren't as intellectual when I've been reading really heavy books. So where I'm going to read a silly, big, dumb, fun action-adventure novel, which is really great to do right after you've read a really heavy theology book because you need something to give you a break. But it also helps me to see, am I actually committed to diversity in my reading? Am I just reading the same kinds of books all the time? Or am I taking steps to be a slightly more diverse reader? And so that's actually one of the things that was a real challenge to me personally, was looking back at past challenges and saying, okay, I'm reading all of these kinds of books. And more than that, all the people that I'm friends with are also reading these kinds of books and only these specific kinds of books. So we're thinking theology, we're thinking church leadership books, which is funny for people who aren't church leaders, and these kinds of things, right? As opposed to reading things that exist purely for our enjoyment. And I'm not saying that you can't enjoy those other books. For example, I read them because I enjoy them. But if you're only reading those kinds of books, in the same way that if you only have a steady diet of one kind of food, you're going to be an unhealthy person. As a writer, that's one of the deadliest things to your craft, is if you're not reading a lot of different kinds of books, honestly, you're not going to be a very good writer. Reading widely helps you find your voice, to help you sound like you and not sound just like the people that you're reading only. Reading widely encourages you to play with your language, to experiment, to steal different things, even from poetry, from plays, from anywhere, really, to hone your craft, to own those things and make them your own. And to even be playful and have fun with your writing. These are things that are so necessary for writers. And when we don't read widely enough, we miss out. So ultimately, that's really why I use the reading challenges, why I track what I read. It's one, to see how much I'm reading and to see, okay, is this actually enough? Is this healthy? Is it even is it too much? Because there is such a thing as reading too much. If you're reading so much that you're not retaining it, or it's just all washing over you, and you're reading a lot of books just for the sake of reading a lot of books, then it's time to reconsider. But if you're reading a lot of books and you're getting something out of every book that you read, and you can still pinpoint in all of those books that there are a handful that are really stand out, you know, that's totally cool. The other side of it is, like I said, that I use this book to really do a check to see, okay, am I varying my diet sufficiently? Am I making sure that I'm exercising different parts of my brain? Am I reading things that are going to help me be a better writer? So that's what Goodreads does for me. And if you're a user of Goodreads and if you're a writer, I hope it does the same for you. I hope you're finding interesting books to read. And I hope that using the challenge tool that exists within it actually motivates you to read more diversely. So that's it for me. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Reading Writers Podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving a review and a rating on iTunes. Your reviews help other people find the show. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/AaronStrongarm. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/bloggingtheologically. And for more content, please visit bloggingtheologically.com. I'm Aaron Armstrong, and I'll be back next week with a new episode of Reading Writers.